And did you hear on my mind every hour of the day without your sweet inspiration?
Everybody, it's Tuesday night. It's 7 p.m. on the left coast, and it's time for the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. This is Tammy Jackson welcoming you to an hour of sweet conservative inspiration. If you would like to do so, as I tell you every single cotton picking week, interact with comments and questions on Twitter during the show. You can follow me at Tammy J, T-A-M-I-J. I have a guest scheduled for this first segment. We're trying to locate him. This sort of thing happens. I see everybody out there lining up. I've got Paul Hare and Dale and Chuck and everybody all ready for this. And I'm looking for my guest, David Thomas Roberts. I'll tell you a little bit about him, and we'll keep searching for him. This happens sometimes in the digital universe. It's pretty interesting. David Thomas Roberts is a naturalized Texas citizen. His first political thriller, Patriots of Treason, was published in 2012. Demand for a sequel to the action-packed plot was carried forward in the second book, A State of Treason, which won numerous awards, including several Best Fiction Book of the Year 2016 awards from notable book clubs. His fourth book, Purge on the Potomac, published by Defiance Press, what a great name, right? Is set for release on Thursday, August 30, 2018. It's not out yet, but it is coming. I can't wait. I don't have a copy of it yet. Everybody knows the last couple of weeks I haven't had copies of the books of the people I've had on, and that's rare. In the 6 years I've been doing the show, I always read the book first, then I have the authors on. But such is the case with logistics, occasionally that cannot happen. But Purge on the Potomac is set to be released. I'm excited to read it. Roberts lives outside of Houston in Montgomery, Texas. He's been married for 34 years, has four children and four grandchildren, and we should be getting him on pretty soon here. He's also an entrepreneur. He's got a business that he started titled Telegistics. What in the world is it? I wonder when he started it. He started it, I believe, I'm answering his questions for him since we can't find him yet. He started it in 1997, so it's been out there for over 20 years now. He's called a renegade capitalist, and I heard him do an interview, very interesting interview, where he told the hosts that he got the idea of starting his business and then writing a book. He wrote a book entitled Unemployable, how to be successfully unemployed your entire life. Pretty interesting book. And the thing is, evidently, every night he would talk to his kids at the dinner table, and he talked a lot about business in the real world, what it meant to run a business, something a lot of our politicians nowadays don't know, something that our current commander-in-chief seems to know a lot about, does know a lot about. But Dave would talk to his kids about business. In fact, he dropped out of college because, as he put it, he went to college thinking he'd learn how to make money. And in all of his classes, he was learning a lot of stuff, but nobody was teaching him how to make money, which is what he wanted to do. So he dropped out and started businesses. He even said he had a colossal failure at one point, but the rest of them have done exceedingly well. And telling his kids about business led to them saying, "Hey, Dad, we hear a lot about economics. We hear a lot about business theory and accounting, things like that. But nobody ever talks about business the way you do, in a practical way. You ought to write a book about it." That caused David Thomas Roberts to write a book. And that is the book, Unemployable, How to Be Successfully Unemployed Your Entire Life. He is a big proponent of entrepreneurs and has mentored a number of them. I believe he's on the show now. I think we finally found my guest. I'm so excited. David Thomas Roberts, welcome to the Tammy Jackson Show.
Tammy, thanks for having me. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties. You'd never know I was also in the telecommunications business, would you?
Things happen. That's okay. We take ourselves lightly and we just roll with it. I just gave the little intro to you and your book that's coming out, Purge on the Potomac. I've already told your publicist I definitely want a copy of it, and I apologize in advance for not reading it, because typically I read the books first, then I have the authors on, but we've got a lot to talk about anyway. Just as we were getting you on, I was talking about your business, Telegistics, and I wanted to ask you what it is and how did you start it?
Well, it's a great story, because we started it with $1,000, and when I went to find a place, I couldn't find a place cheap enough. And we had this landlord showing us these executive suites, which I thought were too expensive. And he had this door cracked open. I said, "What about that room right there? Would you rent that?" He looks at me, because it was the telephone room for the rest of the building. And he says, "That's a closet." And I said, "Well, I'll take it." He goes, $99 a month." I said, "You got it." So it was big enough to fit two folding metal chairs and a card table. And we launched Telegistics 22 years ago out of that closet. Today, it's a multi-million dollar company. We're the leader in our space. We actually pioneered an industry called telecom expense management. We pioneered that industry, and kind of the rest is history. Employ a lot of people, and had a lot of fun doing it. So, you just got to dream big.
Yeah, it's really a great, great story. People call you the renegade capitalist. Why?
Oh, because part of that comes from my kids who are in school, and especially my youngest son, because he was in business school and he would always ask the professors, would tell him stuff about business. And he came to me one day and he said, "Dad, I don't ever hear them talk about the things you used to talk about just at the dinner table about business." And so really, I guess I'm a little old school about things, you know, things like, you know, sometimes you actually pick up, you have to pick up the phone and actually talk to somebody. You can't rely on text, you can't rely on email. You know, the one of the things I'm big on is that when people call our company, they get a live person. They're not, you know, voicemail. And so, I just, I really do believe in helping businesses on the ground floor in their startup phase. I love startup businesses. That is so much fun. You know, to help a business grow just from an idea. So, I think it's a combination of all those, and some of it's marketing, but, it's a combination of just, some old school economics, you know, that, you know, the school of hard knocks.
I would say it was interesting because I did hear, I listened to an interview you did with a couple fellows down there in Texas, and I really enjoyed it, especially the impetus of your book coming from that dinner conversation, that book that you wrote, Unemployable, How to Be Successfully Unemployed Your Entire Life, which is a fantastic title. And it reminded me of my dad. I talk about him a lot on this show because I had a lot of conversations with him. I learned my worldview from him. I learned to be a critical thinker from him. And I'm forever grateful that I had such a dad. And it sounds to me like you've been the same voice with your kids.
Well, I hope so. That's a compliment, and I appreciate that. And unfortunately, with my stepdad, I got to see the opposite. It actually probably drove me the other direction because he was a corporate guy. And there was, you know, even though he spent 30 something years with the company, the way he got treated in the end, there was no reciprocal loyalty whatsoever. So I just, you know, I've had people tell me I'm unemployable. So that's kind of the play on the book. And I'm not really good being somebody else's employee. I never have been. And I recognized that when I was a teenager. So that's just who I am. You know, some people are just cut that way. And those are the type of people that I really like to help because they got no choice. They can't live and breathe having a job for somebody else.
Hey, you also, and I mentioned this a little bit in the intro as we were searching for you. You also talk about the fact that you went to college and then you left college because you weren't learning how to make money. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's... I really thought when you went to college that you would actually start learning how to make money. And I was, you know, back in algebra class and, you know, back in classes, the English and so forth. And I thought, well, you know, I'll stick this out. Sooner or later, somebody's going to teach me how to make money. I'm assuming that. And then I found an economics class that was next door to another class that I had. And I would sneak out of my class and go sit in the lectures for the economics class. And I, even though I wasn't registered for it, and there was 200 people in that class. So that, you know, they never took roll. You never know who was in there. But, you know, the turning point for me came when I chased the professor down out of class, out to the parking lot as he was getting in a rusted out old Volkswagen bus. Now you gotta remember this is the '70s. Okay. So And he started it up and, you know, a billow of smoke, blue smoke came out and you could hardly breathe. And I was wanting him to ask some questions about business and some of the things that he just lectured on. And he kind of treated me like dirt when I got up to his window. And then when I looked in the window, I could actually see the pavement through the floorboard. And as he kind of shut me down and drove off without answering my questions and, you know, made me feel bad, I thought, you know, what am I doing? This guy, obviously this guy has never done anything. It's all theory. I went to the library, looked him up to find out who he was, and he's always had a job with the university or in some government position. And I thought, here's the guy that's teaching. You know, what's he going to be able to teach me about making money? So I got, you know, this is in college where I was putting a quarter's worth of gas in my car. I was bar, you know, a bar back doing other odd jobs to try to keep spending money, and I just got disgusted and left school and. You know, there's nothing wrong getting, you know, I've got a couple of my kids went through college. I got college education. I regret not having one only for the fact that I didn't stick it out. But I will tell you, I was completely disillusioned. And the opportunity that popped up for me after I left college, I wouldn't change that track that I took for anything.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. And I tell you, Dennis Prager, who I absolutely love, says he warns parents about sending their kids to the university. He said, because a lot of times what they're going to get at universities is a lot of propaganda and not real wisdom or good learning. So there are some warnings there about universities I think parents should heed. I'll be back with my guest, David Thomas Roberts, after the break. The Tammy Jackson Show is sponsored by Robar Companies. They are a true custom firearms and firearms finishing shop located in Phoenix, Arizona. You can find them online at robarguns.com. I wanted to just mention, I've mentioned it before, but Robar's renowned customization work extends to 1911s. In fact, at Robar, they have so many customizations. They also have an RC 1911 JCP. That's the Jeff Cooper pistol. It's a Series 70 government model pistol. It's built on the customizations preferred by the famed father of modern pistol shooting, the late Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper. So you ought to look it up, go to Robar, and or just Google Robar Guns and Jeff Cooper 1911, and you'll find it. It's fantastic. So if you want to enhance your 1911 classic or you need to give your worn firearm new life, check out RobarGuns.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
Let's talk tech. Tech news discussions from the people in the industry right here in Pittsburgh. Online, gadgets, startups, and more. Check it out at awesomecast.net.
AwesomeCast. It's all about tech and it's all about gadgets. It's AwesomeCast, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the 405media.com.
You're on the 405.
This is Mike from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, the show where we get fans and people in the wrestling industry together to talk about pro wrestling, WWE, NXT, WrestleMania, all kinds of fun. It's a podcast party. Check it out, Wrestling Mayhem Show, right here on the 405 Media.
Listen to the Wrestling Mayhem Show, now 7 nights a week, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, right here on the 405media.com.
The 405.
I love Tammy.
I love you back, Kurt, because I'm a caring kind of gal.
The Tammy Jackson Show.
I'm just one conservative gal encouraging you to keep fighting the good fight.
Tammy is what conservative insurgency is about.
Tammy Jackson, the granddaughter of legal immigrants.
In Honduras, they had 60,000 murders per 100,000, or something like that. And I thought, whoa, that is a lot.
Like every other person on the block is dead.
Tammy Jackson, the emerging threat from the West Coast.
Tammy has made herself into a rising radio star.
When we have these mass amounts just suddenly pour into the United States, we have a worse problem than we already have had with assimilation.
The Tammy Jackson Show, Tuesday nights, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, only on the 405media.com.
Anything for you, Tammy.
The 405.
Shop Amazon. Support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
We're back. This is Tammy Jackson with my guest, entrepreneur and author, David Thomas Roberts. If you're just joining the show, David Thomas Roberts is a naturalized Texan. He's an author of a business book, an author of two political thrillers, with the third in the series, Purge on the Potomac, set to release this Thursday, August 30th. David Thomas Roberts, in the first segment, we talked about your business and your heart for hardworking entrepreneurs. Now I want to get into your latest political thriller, Purge on the Potomac. Amazon gives a synopsis. Robert's latest action-filled political thriller titled Purge on the Potomac finds iconic Texas Ranger Pops Younger at the crossroads of his legendary career, faced with defying his oath of office to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, a bloated federal government that has overreached its authority and encroached on Texan civil rights has ignited the passions and ire of an extreme element determined to alter the course of normal politics forever. Conflicted with his lifelong dedication to the rule of law, Younger must choose between following the law or taking a stand against modern-day tyranny, leading to suspenseful, cataclysmic events. Now, David, I love thrillers. Political or special ops thrillers are my absolute favorite. So I know that this is going to be in my bailiwick. I'm wondering, you were cruising along in the business world, making money, living the life. What caused you to suddenly start writing political thrillers?
Well, it's I always wanted to write. I just never made the time to do it. And as I became more politically involved, and to be honest with you, the more money I made, the more politically involved I got. And I was very early on and very active in the Tea Party when the Tea Party started. And it was during that time that I actually had some things started to happen to me. All of a sudden, we started getting audited every year from the IRS.
Wow.
And for no particular reason, something like 9 years in a row.
Oh.
And, even though I changed CPAs, kept trying to change things up, figure out what we were doing wrong, what I thought we were doing wrong. And, I'll get more into that in a minute. And then I would get so upset with the politics and the things going on that I actually would go to bed every night angry. And actually, it was my wife, Rose, who told me to that, you know, you better turn off the news. You go to bed mad every night. You're going to die young. write a book or something. So,
yeah,
I did. I never thought it would lead to what it's led to. I just thought it would be just me to get something off my chest. Never thought it would be anything. I tell you true, Tammy, it's just it. I never take for granted that somebody would shell out their hard-earned money to buy something that I wrote. That still amazes me to this day. but we've had a lot of fun with it. But that's actually what caused it. And then, you know, we had some of these issues which started touching us personally, like this IRS issue. I kept telling our elected employees. I don't call people elected officials that are elected because I call them elected employees.
That's a good name. I like that.
Yeah. So I can say elected representatives, but I'm never saying elected officials because they're not official for me. But I kept telling these folks that I said something's wrong here. It's not. And then when it came out with the IRS scandal with the Tea Parties with the 501c3s. I kept telling people it's not just the organizational 501c's. They're going after donors. They're going after Tea Party members. And finally, people have come around and said, you're right. And we finally connected with the right people, with the right tax attorney who was very involved in this. And we filed something like 72, I think, FOIA requests, of which to this date, not one of them have been answered. So
wow.
It's kind of like, you know, when I file a FOIA request, it's kind of like Congress filing them. Nothing ever happens with it, right?
Right. Right. Wow.
So that's what's happened to me. And so I'm a little defiant when it comes to these kind of things. And I'm not good at taking things lying down. And the National Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act, if people actually read those and understood them, they're unconstitutional. The National Defense Authorization Act actually impacted us also. My wife and I were coming back from an anniversary in Antigua, got stopped in customs in Miami, got held, got split up, got put back with about 1,000 illegal aliens in some room. And then they split us up and then what they called interviewed us, which is basically they interrogated us. I asked for an attorney. They wouldn't give me one. Never wouldn't tell us what they were holding us for. And basically,
wow.
We got interrogated for about 12 hours before they let us go.
And my goodness.
To this date, I don't know what happened. And three times I tried to board a plane, and I guess I was on the no-fly list because my boarding pass got squashed. And So all the efforts that we had with the Department of Homeland Security and all these other type of things to try to figure out what was happening with me, I just made it on some enemies list. And so that's why I tell people the deep state is much more criminal and much deeper than people think it is. And so here it is, you know, if they can put the Tea Party or somebody on that on a list that's an enemy of the state and hold you without habeas corpus or without due process, I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, most people, you know, aren't aware or don't care.
No, they don't realize what's going on when they weaponize the IRS and other branches of government. I and a lot of my friends understood what was happening. And that was one of the reasons I started writing and started talk radio and everything else, because I thought, well, I'm just one person, but, you know, it's got to start somewhere. Everybody's got to speak up. I love this country. I love our Constitution. I love what she stands for. I don't love some of these government agencies and a lot of people, the people on the left, media on the left, et cetera, and what they're trying to do to our country is pretty abhorrent. So I'll quickly read a couple reviews of the book. We've got a couple minutes left here, and people need, I want to whet their appetite. By the way, the book is linked on the show page by its title and the cover page, so you can grab a copy of the book. Here's a review of the book. When the U.S. government goes awry, the Texas Rangers step in to clean it up. This third book in the Patriot series, Purge on the Potomac, is a present-day political thriller that will have fans casting their vote for more. That was from the Chanticleer Reviews. And another one, to call the vision DTR presents in this book chilling would be an understatement. This book will give you a good look at what would have been and possibly still could be our future. Lots of excitement, cloaks and daggers along the way, even a few joyful whoops as our heroes deliver again. Whatever you may have been expecting, you will not see it coming when you read Purge on the Potomac. Doc Green, host, American Voice Radio. David Thomas Roberts, it sounds like a fun read to me.
Well, I hope it's fun and entertaining, but I hope it also gets you thinking and makes people mad. So, you know, that this kind of stuff can happen. And, you know, there is a few dark areas of the book because I do think the deep state is dark. And so there'll be some couple of chapters that'll be tough to read because of what happens in them. It is very dark in some places, but it does have a surprise ending, and it was fun to write. It is a complex plot. So, but it's been a lot of fun, and I'm just glad it's finally hitting the streets now.
Well, there is a lot of darkness out there in a lot of different areas of our society right now. So I would think it would be hard to write this kind of book in this genre without having some of that in there, quite frankly. I see stuff going on. I'm going to be talking a lot with my guest in the second half hour, who's someone you'd really appreciate. His name is Timothy Shea. One of the things we're going to be talking about is the fact that there is just a whole lot of censorship going on in social media and in places like Google. And I'm sure you've noticed this, David, that if you Google for something, you are not going to get a conservative news agency or even something that's middle of the road unless you specifically add that site or that agency's title to the query. You're just not going to get it. And these sort of things have been happening, and they are becoming more and more aggravated all the time. So I think whatever you've got in your book probably is mirroring what we are seeing in our culture, in our politics right now. Once again, I've been talking to David Thomas Roberts. We're talking about his new book that's coming out Thursday, Purge on the Potomac. You can get it by linking on the link on the show page. Wait till after the top of the hour, though, because you want to hear the second half hour. Dave, I'm glad we finally got you on, and thanks so much for making time to be on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. You're a great patriot. You got a great show, great audience, so I'm just honored to be on here.
Well, you take care, my friend, and I will be reading your book.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
You too. Hey, you're listening to the Tammy Jackson Show on the 405. I'll be back on the other side of the break with pundit Timothy Shea. The Tammy Jackson Show is brought to you by Camera Security Now. Camera Security Now sells and installs surveillance and access control systems for business nationwide. Camera Security Now can handle your largest surveillance projects while still providing easy-to-reach personal service with upfront pricing, itemized quotes, remote access to your surveillance system with no monthly fees, and same-day virtual site visits. You can rest assured that your security needs are in capable hands. For more information, visit CameraSecurityNow.com, sponsor of the Tammy Jackson Show.
You're on the 405.
Shop Amazon, support the 405 Media. Click on the banner on top of our homepage. Then you know what to do. The 405 Media is an Amazon associate. That means you get great deals on Amazon.com and support the Talk Alternative at no extra charge. We are the 405media.com. Thank you.
We are a bold and active voice for the unborn. We are Audio Girl Ministries, saving the lives of babies by helping moms in crisis pregnancies get past the crisis. How? Free ultrasound imaging so the woman can see the life she's carrying, and by supplying her with essential baby items, diapers, clothes, food, crib, car seat, all given with a loving and caring heart. Want to help? Log on to audiogirlministries.com and make a tax-deductible donation. audiogirlministries.com. Thanks.
This is an important message on carbon monoxide poisoning for people in hurricane-affected areas. Consumers need to be aware that portable generators, charcoal grills, and camp stoves produce carbon monoxide. At low levels, carbon monoxide can make people sick. At high levels, it can kill within minutes. Consumers should never use these products in or near your home or garage. Only operate them well away from buildings. During times of crisis, don't sacrifice safety. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Tammy Jackson. I'm a little over halfway through the show, and now I'm joined by my guest, Timothy Shea. Timothy Shea has been active in GOP politics, conservative politics, that is, deep behind enemy lines in the Northeast for over 40 years. That will tell you that he knows a thing or two. He served as a town meeting member, town GOP committee member, state convention delegate in Massachusetts. The former host of Radio Red Nation Rising, he is a political commentator and essayist. Timothy, my friend, welcome back to the Tammy Jackson Show.
Thanks, Tammy. So glad to be back on with you.
Well, everybody always loves when I have you on because you are just a kick to talk to. You know everything that's happening. You know it before I know it, especially now that I've got this whole corporate gig going on. I figured tonight we've got a lot of stuff that'll make people mad, but why don't we start off with the feel-good story, and I'll just kind of cue it up here. Let's talk a little bit about President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, who visited 8-year-old Ashton Zari at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Ashton, if you don't know this story, has a chronic kidney disease and has had painful surgeries, but he's used that pain as a catalyst to help others. In fact, he wrote and illustrated the book, How I Became a Superhero, which has raised more than $4,000 for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. His book is linked on the show page by title and the book picture, and I'm asking every listener to buy at least one. I mean, this kid is simply adorable. What a wonderful kid. And 100% of the sales of this book goes to the Ronald McDonald House of Central Ohio. Timothy, would you tell the rest of the story?
Well, the rest of the story is that he wanted the president to get a book. And they reached out, and there were two superstar nurses that not only got a book into the president's hand, but they brought Ashton down to a deserted lobby. They cleared out a lobby on one of the floors, and they wheeled him down, and his parents knew what was going on, but he didn't. And when they get to the lobby, who's there but the first lady and the president? And they spent quite a significant amount of time with Ashton, and just really his parents were overjoyed and couldn't thank the president and the first lady enough. You know, Tammy, all this just goes to show the heart of the man. I know a man who was the president's bodyguard and driver back in New York in the 1980s. He lives here in our little village. And I know people that invested with President Trump. I know a lot of stories about Trump the man. It's just like with George Steinbrenner. People don't realize what a huge heart George Steinbrenner had. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Mets didn't have Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden on salary throughout all of their problems, battling cocaine and whatnot. The Yankees did. Once a Yankee, always a Yankee. Daryl Strawberry was still on the Yankee payroll. Right. And Steinbrenner was never very public with his charity, and Donald Trump is the same way. The only time you ever hear about anything charitable that the president does, either in his personal life or now as president, is if the beneficiary of his largesse comes forward. Jennifer right. Hudson came forward and said he put us up for free after you know the horrible situation she was in. And right. just like this, Ashton's mom tweeted it out or posted it on Facebook. And so I saw that post, and I just thought this was heartwarming. And it just shows the tenderness, just like it that the military remembrance that he attended, and he brought the family up, and there was that elderly woman who was just hanging on to him, and he just kept holding on to her hand, and she was holding on to his arm, and just the genuine affection that he has for the American people.
Right.
Even people, you know, and he is suffering the slings and arrows even for people that hate him, because right. they're still Americans, and that's what they don't get, and that's one of the things that frustrates us the most.
Yes, yes. And this story, when I was prompted to read about it from your post, but I went to the mom's Facebook page and read it, and I was just sitting there with tears on my face thinking, oh my goodness. And then I saw the picture of Ashton. He's the cutest kid with this heart.
Well, he is.
All outdoors. Oh my goodness. That's the featured picture I used. And people probably, if they saw the link on Facebook or someplace where they see this big featured picture, they probably wonder, who's this redheaded kid with these big eyes that's sitting there in the picture? Well, it's Ashton. And just
cute kid, great spirit.
Yes.
And I posted on my original Facebook post that you saw. I concluded it by saying, and if this doesn't choke you up even a little bit, Jack, you dead.
Yeah, I know. And you're exactly right. It's like, oh my goodness, they really do have heart, because this is a big deal. It wasn't like he was down in the Oval Office waiting for the president or something like that. They actually had to really have some logistics done so that they could make this happen, and they did it. And there was no press there. He wasn't doing it for the press. Unlike, you know, the Clintons, everything they used to do, it was for a photo op. With Obama, everything was for a photo op. This was not for a photo op. This was a personal thing to touch the life of a little boy. And I just was blown away by it. Let's get on to some less heartwarming news now that we've done the touchy-feely
stuff. Yeah, I'll bracket. I'll give us a little touchy-feely to close out at the end.
Oh, okay, good. But Trump was soundly criticized for how he reacted to the news of John McCain passing away. Ted Johnson writes at Variety, "The White House flag once again was lowered to half-staff on Monday after President Trump signed a proclamation to honor John McCain after much criticism of the way Trump responded to the Arizona senator's death. Quote, despite our differences on policy and politics, I respect Senator John McCain's service to our country and in his honor have signed a proclamation to fly the flag of the United States at half-mast until the day of his internment." End quote, Trump said in a statement issued by the White House. Now, they lowered it on Saturday, and then it was raised again on Monday, and that's what he was criticized for. Trump pretty much can't do anything right, can he, Timothy?
No, he can't. And, you know, the haters now have egg on their faces yet again, because their hate has been shown out that is, was completely appropriate under United States code. The flag for congressmen and senators is lowered on the day of death, which was Saturday, and the day following, which was Sunday. So the flag was appropriately raised back up on Monday. And then the president signed the proclamation, which, had he not done that, the flags would not be flying at half staff, as is appropriate to a member of Congress. It is also not customary to award a member of Congress the privilege of lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. And he was permitted that honorific too. Quite frankly, I think that, you know, I think that he should get full military honors because he did serve this country in the military, right, albeit not with distinction. Right. You know, people point to him being a POW. It's like, well, did they know that he wouldn't have been a POW had he not disobeyed a direct order and flown where he wasn't supposed to fly?
Right.
I know somebody that's seen his VA records, and that person has told me there is no way on earth that if this man had not been, well, we all know that if he hadn't been the son and grandson of two admirals, that he never would have been a naval aviator. He ended up crashing three planes in training, and yet he was still a combat fighter in Vietnam, disobeyed, wow, every direct order he ever received, including the one that caused him to be a POW. He never would have been shot down had he not disobeyed that order. But this person told me that based on what they saw in the personnel file, there is no way that John McCain should have held a security clearance. And, you know, he just capped off his career of being a total antagonist to the Republican Party. I mean, he wasn't even a rhino. He was an anti-Republican. I don't even know why he was a Republican. You know, going out of his way to fly when he was in allegedly such poor health that it was a great struggle for him to make it back to the Capitol to vote no against the Obamacare repeal at 2 in the morning after he had run on Obamacare repeal. And then, you know, the cherry on top is funding ISIS and creating ISIS with Hillary Clinton. You know, that's treason. Okay. And I cannot fake, you know, I think back to the, was it W.C. Fields that said, or no, I guess it was Mark Twain who said, "I've never wished a man dead, but I've read some obituaries with great relish."
Yeah. And I'm sorry, my sympathies go to the family, but I know everything you just said is absolutely true, and I know a lot of Vietnam veterans that don't have a lot of affection for him. So there's a lot of things there that the average person may or may not know, unfortunately. But Trump did everything appropriately, and yet he was
including
criticized.
His tweet. He tweeted, you know, condolences to the family, which are entirely appropriate. Even though Cindy's a piece of work with a history of her own.
Yes.
But, you know, Megan certainly is, you know, mourning her father and, you know, condolences. Nobody's gleeful for their pain. But it has to be put into a larger context. And the president was completely appropriate in tweeting out condolences to the family. And yet they criticized him for that, too. He's damned if you do, damned if you don't. So he doesn't even care anymore.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the way it goes.
It's fake news. Everything they're doing is proven to be, you know, 4 a.m. Mockingbird media talking points that are given to them because, you know, it's the story of the day. We've all seen it. It starts with the morning shows and then on the websites. And, you know, some websites don't even wait. You'll see a post at 4:03 leading it off. And all the stories, all the headlines are exactly
the same.
All the content is exactly the same.
Yeah,
all the people interviewed on the morning shows and right up onto the late night uncomedy shows. It's all the same, and it's you know, propaganda media. It's the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, so there's nothing new here.
Yep, there's not. Timothy Shea, I want to talk about liberal silencing and censorship of conservatives. It's been increasing, especially over the last few years, and I've been noticing this for a long time, and I was one of the first people I ever knew that said, "Is anybody noticing that Google searches are giving some really strange returns on your searches?" So it used to be if you could put some hot news topic or somebody's name in there, you'd get a number of different returns from different agencies and sites. So you might get Breitbart or Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. You'd get that whole melee.
You'd get a mix.
A mix. Now you only get the New York Times or CNN, something like that. That's it. You don't get anything that is conservative, let alone middle of the road. So things are really happening. And
Donald Trump has noticed it as well, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And, you know, just a quick recap, because we talked about this before. They unpublished my Patriot Uprising page and put me in Facebook jail, the gulag, for 30 days because right. my logo on the Patriot Uprising page was the Minuteman statue on Lexington Green in Concord, in Lexington, Massachusetts. You know, just shadow banning. I had over 11,000 followers on Twitter, and I would consistently get 100 to 200 retweets on a tweet, and that went down to 4 or 5 for a good tweet. Right. You know, the shadow banning is real. And then they completely suspended my @TimboTim62 account, and now they've hired 20,000 people at Twitter just to go through and purge accounts, purge conservative accounts. In the name of creating, you know, curating a better experience for people. Well, they're trying to have it both ways. They're trying to avoid lawsuits because they're saying they're a common carrier and just a platform that's content neutral. And then they're saying that they're curating a better experience. They want to have their cake and eat it too.
Right.
Okay. We have all the tools that we need on social media right now to avoid speech with which we disagree and do not want to confront, and that is the block button. If you don't like something someone is saying, you just block them. But that's not good enough for the left. They not only want you to not see what you're saying themselves, but they want no one else to see it as well. So yep. Facebook experimented this last weekend with a couple things, an up and down arrow, so you can give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And you know very well that they're going to use excessive thumbs down as a reason for account suspension.
Oh,
the
yes.
other thing they did, they can't meme at all, okay? The left is pathetic when it comes to memeing, and we absolutely rock when it comes to memeing. So now,
that's true.
What they trotted out this weekend, every single picture content, even if it wasn't a meme, any comment that contained a picture, the picture was automatically deleted.
Oh, wow.
And I did it 5 times in a row, and then you see 5 blank comments in a row. And I just kept doing it until they stopped. And I even made a post. I said, you know, they think it's fun to keep deleting this. Well, I think it's fun to keep posting it. You know, but the president has noticed. Google is in big trouble. I started a new business last week with a friend of mine, and we rolled it out on Thursday. I tried to purchase a Facebook ad for our business's page.
Uh-huh.
Which, if you don't mind the shameless plug, is they can go to www.cult45llc.com, and we've got 2 new fragrances, Deplorable for ladies and Deplorable Dude for men. they're great fragrances, and we're having a lot of fun with it. But I tried to post a Facebook ad, and they denied the ad because you have to go through a special registration procedure to have political ads or ads of national involving issues of national significance. Like, we're not running political ads or issue ads. We're selling fragrance, but
yeah.
We've got to go through this whole rigmarole where they snail mail a letter to the, you know, to the house, and then you got to punch in the code, and we're waiting on that. Twitter shut us down, and I had to appeal and get the Twitter account back up. So they're absolutely coming after us. And,
yeah.
You know, we've seen it not only in our personal commentary, but now they're trying to stifle our ability to make money with our business.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, for listeners of the Tammy Jackson Show, I'll give a special 10% discount. Just use the promo code PREORDER in all caps, PRE-ORDER in all caps, and you'll get 10% off until we release the product in mid-September.
Wow.
But they're coming after us, trying to demonetize us now too. And the president will not have this. He will not
yeah.
stand for it.
If you're just joining my show, my guest is Timothy Shea. Timothy's a conservative embedded in upstate New York. He's a lifelong conservative. He's a terrific pundit, and he's a great, great friend. Timothy, we're talking about all kinds of stuff that's going on as far as conservatives, how they're trying to censor us. You and I have been watching this for years. It's gotten increasingly worse. And there's some interesting things. The left is so unhinged, and they've become ever more so since the election of 2016. They've just gone around the bend, jumped the shark. Anything you can think of that means lunacy would indicate what the left has done, including there's a new tweet out there by Robert Reich and it's something pretty abhorrent. And in case you haven't seen the tweet, it reads, "Impeachment would remedy Trump's high crimes and misdemeanors, but not his unconstitutional presidency. We should also aim for its annulment. His appointments, legislation, rules, and executive orders." This is amazing, Timothy.
Oh, the psychological projection is unbelievable. I replied to that tweet, "You keep misspelling Barack Obama."
I know. I loved it. I was going to get to that. I'm glad you did. That's hilarious.
Well, you know, they're just out of control. They really are. Every single thing they allege that the president is doing or that we're doing is something of which they're guilty. Every single thing that they say about President Trump applies to President Obama. You know, I saw a great Libnuts cartoon. It was a takeoff on a classic Snoopy cartoon, and Snoopy's got happy feet. He's dancing. And Lucy says, "I don't understand you. Donald Trump is destroying the whole world, and you're dancing." And Snoopy's dancing, and, you know, you can hear Schroeder in the background playing the piano in your head, right? And Snoopy, in a thought bubble, says, "Donald Trump is only destroying your world, and that's why I'm dancing."
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. I love it. I've always loved Peanuts anyway, and I love Charlie Schultz. And so that's just absolutely perfect, because that's what's happening, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, these people are just out of control.
Oh.
Absolutely out of control.
So, and I want to ask you, did you hear any of the hearings today with Bruce Orr? I was at work chained to a desk today.
I didn't. I was chained to a desk trying to deal with some computer issues and doing some things with this new business. So I didn't hear it either. Yeah. It was behind closed doors, was my understanding.
Huh?
I don't know. Perhaps that's not true.
Wow. And so people are listening here, and Chuck said to, they want to know the business address, your website.
Oh, it's www.cult45llc.com.
Wow. So instead of cult like the gun, it's cult like a...
It's cult like... Well, that's what they're calling President Trump supporters, is cult 45.
Oh, that's funny. That's right.
So we're owning that. We're owning deplorable. We're having some fun.
Okay, this is really fun. So how did you guys come up with this? Because I've heard much about it.
Yeah, the tweet, and you can follow it at Twitter at Cult45LLC, and the Facebook page is also, you can find it at Cult45LLC. The first tweet was, it's important to be thankful, have an attitude of gratitude. So we would like to thank Hillary Clinton and Peter Strzok for our business, because it was Hillary calling us deplorables, and it was Peter Strzok texting to his lover, the lovely Lisa Page, "I'm in a Walmart in Southern Virginia, and I can just smell the Trump support."
Oh, wow. Oh, this is so funny.
Our tagline is, make them smell you coming on Election Day.
Oh, this is so awesome. I'm looking at the webpage right now, and it says, "We are now accepting pre-orders. Cult 45, your deplorable fragrance store. Let them smell your Trump support." And featured products, deplorable dude.
And the thing is, Tammy, we're having a lot of fun with it, but we have sourced two amazing fragrances. In fact, a very large candle company, not Yankee Candle, but another very large candle company, wanted the fragrance that we grabbed for Deplorable. But we were able to grab it first. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, these are really, the thing is, people might buy it as a gimmick or buy it for a grin. But then when they actually experience the product, they're going to be blown away.
Wow. It says who we are on the website. We are every Trump supporter who has been scorned, reviled, cursed, spat upon, egged, and struck. We are every Trump voter who has been ridiculed and told they are stupid, racist, misogynist, or something phobic. We are every decent, law-abiding, tax-paying American who is sick and tired of being told that we don't matter. And we are all Americans tired of being told that it's un-American for wanting the American president to actually put American people first. Okay, this is just phenomenal. All of a sudden, I looked at the time and I thought, while you're on here, I'll make my big announcement. Everybody needs to know that this will probably be my last regular live show. And I've been waiting to make this announcement. I have people that have been talking to me about doing shows with me in the upcoming year. So as it stands, I may do some specials throughout the year because I do have a lot of great, great friends out there that wanted to come on. But with my new corporate position, I am finding less and less time, and I don't want to do a show if I can't give it 110%. So as of this night here in August 2018, this is my last regularly scheduled show until further notice, but I will be letting people know if I have some specials coming in the upcoming year. So, Timothy, thanks for being on my last show.
It's an honor, Tammy, and I just want to leave with a nice note. Happy 100th birthday to Ms. Katherine Johnson, who was the NASA human computer who calculated trajectories for the Apollo missions by hand. She was the black woman that led the group of women that they made the movie about recently.
Hidden Figures.
And she was 100 yesterday, exactly.
Aww.
So God bless her and happy birthday. And thanks for having me on. It's an honor. I'm going to miss my time with you. I'm going to miss hearing you even when I'm not on because it was a great show. And I look forward to all your future endeavors.
Thanks, Timothy. Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I've loved doing this for the last 6 years, and I may be on again here and there. But this is Tammy Jackson reminding you to wake up. Don't be silent. Let your voices be heard because we still have a country to save.
I cut my teeth on the back of an old church pew. Learned to walk in the ways of light and truth, and I was told not to speak till I was spoken to. I heard it preach what I should and I should not do, and the choir sang. Boy, no more. I've seen some things that a man just can't ignore. And this world's gonna see what I'm standing for. I've kept my peace, but I can't hold my tongue anymore. You can't buy my silence. You can't steal my voice. You can't keep me quiet. I will noise. Try to beat me down, tell me to shut my mouth, but there's a time to speak.
silence. You can't steal my voice. You can't keep me quiet. I will bring the noise. Try to beat me down. Tell me to